Most of the year, Theo spent the majority of his working hours in the brewhouse or brewery, either in his office or the tasting room. But whenever harvest time rolled around, he split his time between those two places and the vineyards, helping his family pick the grapes that would be used to create lightning-in-a-bottle wine, one of the other major businesses on his family's farm. While it was backbreaking work, he enjoyed harvest time because sometimes it was good to get back out into nature after spending too many hours riding a desk. By now, he should be seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, as most of the grapes were picked, but he and his family had decided the time was right to expand by opening an event barn on the property and hiring a coordinator to run it. It meant more work for him, as he and his cousin Nora had taken lead, working with the contractor as they designed and built the barn the past 6 months. Not that he minded. The truth was, Theo loved his job, loved working on the same farm where he'd grown up with his brothers and cousins. There wasn't a day that passed that he didn't feel truly blessed. And Jace is still pretty new at the brewing. Sam and his anxiety had made quite the list. Jace might be new in the big chair, but he's been working in this brewery since high school, helping you and Lucy every chance he got. He knows the job, and while he probably wouldn't admit it to you, I think he's looking forward to the opportunity to put his own spin on things for a bit. You cast a big damn shadow around here. Sam was one of the few Storm brothers to leave the mountain for 4 years to attend college. He'd graduated with a bachelor's degree in microbiology from Virginia Tech, then went on to earn his brewing certification.
Not that big.
Sam rubbed the back of his neck. His brother was shit when it came to accepting compliments, one of the humblest men Theo had ever known. Besides, Theo continued,
you can't drop out of the race, or we'll have to endure 4 more years of Scotty Grover as mayor.
I swear to God, I can't deal with that douchebag strutting around Gracemont like he's all that and a bag of chips for 5 more minutes. Gracemont's current mayor, Scotty Grover, had been running unopposed for a second time before Sam entered the race. Theo felt confident his brother was a shoe-in, but Sam, crazy guy, genuinely thought he had a serious race in his hands, simply because Scotty had experience. It wasn't in Sam's genetic makeup to phone anything in, always going the extra mile on basically everything. So it made sense he would feel strongly about taking the campaign seriously. Sam frowned.
I'd like to see him knock down a peg or 20.
A year earlier, Scotty had come on way too strong with Lucy. Levi had been forced to intervene when the mayor got physical with her. Once Lucy left town, Scotty turned his attention to Cassie, using threats and intimidation to try to get Cassie to marry him. Again, Levi had stepped in. It was those actions that had encouraged Sam to pursue the office now rather than wait. His brother had always planned to run for office, either mayor or town council, but he'd pushed it off, claiming it would take him away from the brewhouse too much. Scotty's poor behavior and overweening sense of self had forced Sam's hand. Theo leaned forward.
Exactly, so you're not dropping out of the race. Send me a list of the dates you know you'll be out shaking hands and kissing babies so I can get some extra help in here for Jace.
Sam nodded.
Will do. I appreciate your support, bro. Gonna owe you big time after all this.
Theo shook his head.
You don't owe me a damn thing. This is what family is for.